Let me add my welcome. My name's Adam. I'm one of the ministers here at St. Hilary's. It's my pleasure to add my welcome to everybody else's. What a great evening it's been tonight. And I've been asked to share just a couple of words about what we've been listening to tonight, both our readings and what we've been singing. And so I'm going to do that. And then my brother Peter here, he's going to, over here, he's going to say the same thing in Mandarin, basically. So he tells me, because we're very multicultural here. So, benvenuti a tutti gli italiani qui stasera. That's the best I can do. Anyway, as I look around tonight, I see that many of you are locals. Some maybe for a very long time. Possibly you've walked or driven past this church, perhaps even sent your kids to the kindergarten or the ballet school or even a playgroup or two over the years. Others will have visited the church for a special occasion, and some are members of this church. Whether you have or haven't, people have worshipped on this site for the past 95 years, and they've done the things they've done here, including today's festival, to be a positive presence in the community, to value add and to respond to needs that we and leaders before us have perceived in the community. The motivation for these things is also the focus of the carols you just heard, and that is Jesus. And specifically that Jesus entered the world, entered the story. It's perhaps an understatement to put it in this way, but he is the ultimate value add. He came into the world to respond to humanity's deepest and most fundamental needs. But apart from traditional songs, fun events like this one, and community activities, how did this child, born over 2,000 years ago, change anything? We look around at our world today, Ukraine, Russia, Sudan, Myanmar, which is where Dan's from, and of course, the Middle East, the very place that Jesus was born. And we think, how on earth did things get this bad? What intervention is needed? And why seemingly are our leaders powerless to affect positive change? Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same. When Jesus was born in the first century, the world was at that time pretty violent and unstable too. A truly dreadful time in the history of what was already a troubled and turbulent land. Scholars say that the particular crisis taking place in the time of Jesus' birth was unusual in its severity. Radical ideologies flourished, divisions and grievances were hardening. Sound familiar? And religious people of that day had an expectation that God would send them a deliverer, a savior, someone who would lead an army into battle and emerge victorious over all the corrupt leaders and overlords. But as we've heard today, as we've sung today, God did something different. He sends a son. He sends a helpless baby, born to poor parents, born in a backwater, a nowhere village, where nothing special ever happened. And he was called the Prince of Peace. But the kind of peace which he brings is a different to other peace. Mostly when we talk about peace, we mean ceasefire. We mean let's agree to disagree and move forward with minimal hatred and animosity. Let's write an anti-bullying policy or an anti-harassment policy so that there may be peace in the workplace. But God knew that the only way to bring about permanent, lasting peace would be to send the one who would change us deep in the place where anger and violence and hatred starts. He came to bring true and lasting peace to our hearts, and he did it relationally. He did it one person at a time. I love you. I see you. I know you. In me, you can find true forgiveness that your heart desires, a truly renewed, restored life, and you don't need to rage in your heart any longer. And you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit and through the friendships of ordinary Christians, this gift of true lasting peace that comes from Jesus, it's available today, right now. And if it's something that you'd like to know more about, please connect with the church today. There are QR codes everywhere, flyers, people with lanyards who would love to talk to you. And as I say all that, I just want to acknowledge that the church has a long way to go to win back the confidence of the community. We've made mistakes. We're deeply grieved and ashamed of the hurt the church leaders have caused. And we at St. Hilary's are doing everything in our power to regain that trust again. Whether it's redress or robust safeguarding protocols, generously caring for people us beyond ourselves, over 15% of our total revenue this past year went to caring for people in need locally and abroad. And through sharing with people with the good news, the hope that we have that the true and lasting peace that the world so desperately needs is found in no other place than that child we sing about today, Jesus. God so loved the people of this world that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. It was true then and it's true today. The Son is the only one who can bring true and lasting peace on earth, starting with our hearts and our own relationships. Perhaps you've driven past this church often wondering, what is it that they do in there? Sometimes what we do here might look a bit strange to people who aren't used to it. It's not intended to be. But all of it is about celebrating and witnessing the amazing gift of Jesus in our lives and showing forth that gift in multiple ordinary ways like today's festival. This Christmas, why not take the opportunity to find out why some 2 billion people on this planet will still celebrate Jesus' birthday in a few years' time. Fads pass, leaders are forgotten, only things of lasting value are remembered and celebrated centuries later.